Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Creepy is proud to be a part of the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. This podcast and the 31 or 32 Days of Horror is made possible thanks to our patrons. So please join me in welcoming and thanking new patrons. Joe Estrada, Min Min, Miranda Negron, Aaron White, Tritium's Requiem, Devil Cookie Monster, Isaiah Thomas, Michael Phillips, Angela Melvin, Spoopy Season, Swan Morgan, Peter Hill, Jade, Priselda Ruiz, Juliana, Corbin Kell, not Corbin Dallas, I'm older than that movie, morons, Princess of Blood and Bones, Hannah Jasinski, Scully, Rayshawn Baxter, Jordan Cassidy, Stuart, Matt, Shauna, Bumbler B, Harley Rayon, and Erica Soto Uhadoff. Our patrons make this show possible. By the time you listen to this, it may already be too late for the limited edition creepy fridge magnet. That ends or ended at midnight on October 31st. However, you can still sign up for rewards that include early commercial-free episodes, bonus episodes, coffee mugs, t-shirts, and more. Your donations keep this podcast going. Our patrons are the one who pay for your production staff, narrators, writer payments, and so much more. If you'd like to see how you can support this podcast, please check out the reward tiers at patreon.com/creepypod. So, here's the thing. I know the last 2 years I did a Day 32 story, but I wasn't planning on doing one this year. I'm really tired. However, there is one last story that we get a lot of requests for. It's a short story that wouldn't normally work for our Sunday productions. And on top of that, it wasn't until just a few days ago that one of our listeners was able to find a story we could use. Because that's how it works. We can't just narrate any story. We need permissions based on the licensing or ability to contact the author before we can move forward with production. So if there are stories you want to hear, let us know. But please provide a way for us to find the story in the first place. Not to mention the author. We can only do so much and we won't produce stories without author permission. Since we finally got a link we could use, and because so many people have asked for this particular character to make an appearance, before I can finally get some sleep. No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents the 31 Days of Horror. Day 32, Eyeless Jack, credited to Azel 5000. Hello, my name is Mitch. I'm here to tell you guys about an experience I had. I don't know if it was paranormal or whatever stupid words people use to describe supernatural phenomena, but after that thing visited me, I believe in that paranormal trash now. A week after I moved in with my brother Edwin, after my house was foreclosed, I finished unpacking. Edwin liked the idea of me moving in, since we had not seen each other after 10 years. So I was excited too. I soon fell asleep after moving in. I heard rustling noises coming from outside at about 1 in the morning. I thought it was a raccoon, so I ignored it and tried to fall asleep. The next morning, I told Edwin about it, and he agreed.
The next night, however, I thought I heard my window opening in a loud thump as if something entered my room. I darted up and looked around my room, but I saw nothing. The next morning, Edwin dropped his coffee cup when he saw me. He held up a nearby mirror and I saw myself. I had a large gash in my left cheek. After I was rushed to the hospital, my doctor told me that I must have been sleepwalking. But then he showed me something that made my blood turn cold. He lifted up my shirt to reveal a sewn-up incision where my kidneys were. I stared into his eyes, my eyes widening. "You somehow lost your left kidney last night. We don't know how, though." "Sorry, Mitch," my doctor told me. The next night was my breaking point. After midnight, I woke up to see a truly horrifying sight. I was staring face to face with a creature with a black hoodie and dark blue mask with no nose or mouth staring down at me. The thing that scared me the most was that it had no eyes, just empty black sockets. The creature also had some black substance dripping from its sockets. I grabbed the camera off a nearby mantle and took a picture. After the picture took, the creature lunged at me and tried to claw open my chest to get to my lungs. I stopped it by kicking it in the face. As I ran out of my room, I grabbed my wallet. I'd need the money. I ran out of my brother's house and into the night. I eventually ended up in the woods near Edwin's house and tripped on a rock. I fell unconscious and woke up in the hospital. My doctor entered the room, the same one who treated me before. "I have good news and bad news, Mitch," my doctor started. "The good news is that you had minor injuries and your parents are going to pick you up." I sighed with relief. "The bad news is that your brother has been killed by some thing. Sorry." My parents took me back to Edwin's house to collect my remaining belongings, which I did. Upon entering my room, I was scared but remained calm. I grabbed my camera, then stopped dead in my tracks. In the hallway leading to my room, I saw Edwin's body and something small next to it. I picked up the small thing and entered my parents' car, not mentioning Edwin's corpse. I looked at the thing I had picked up and nearly vomited. I was holding my stolen half-eaten kidney with some black substance on it.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.